Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Hey, today I am going to be sharing how I birthed the Sacred Blueprint System. This system birthed through a series of dreams, downloads, inspirations, impulses that really shook my body and forced me to step out of the old paradigm, quit my job, and start revolutionizing architecture in a way that is heart-centered, compassionate, a way that acknowledges the existence of the spirit of place, the nature spirits, acknowledges the subtle realms and the world of spirit, and weaves this spiritual wisdom into practicing architecture, into a new way of practicing architecture. And this is very much a feminine approach, an approach that is riding on the rise of the divine feminine. We hear about this a lot, the rise of the divine feminine. And while this doesn't really have to do with men or women, sexual orientation in particular, but what this rising of the divine feminine is the rising of the expression of the feminine aspect of us, aspect within our bodies, aspect within our culture, the feminine aspect within the way we create our world. And so we see this a lot now. More and more people are building offices and new systems that are more inspired by intuition, for example, working with the intuition. Well, the intuition is a feminine thing. It is a feminine, more mysterious realm. And for so many years, we have been working in a more masculine way. It's been more masculine dominated. Outcomes, product, making money, structures, systems, intellect. That's a big one, intellect. And this dominant intellect of the mind with a small m, I want to make a distinction there. I mean, there's the greater mind, which is more connected to the greater cosmos. But the mind that is maybe driven by small ego and the lower self, right? Dominating the scene of architecture, where we have a lot of designs, projects being birthed from the mind, from the intellect, from certain concepts that we are hanging on to, attaching to, drawing a bunch of lines on. I mean, I'm trying to explain this in the most, efficient way possible for you, because I'm not someone who speaks in black and white. So that's why I find it challenging. But basically, we see a lot of architects that are designing projects out from their intellect, and they are not connecting to their intuitions enough. They're not, which requires listening, listening to the land, listening to your clients, and allowing the project to birth out of that listening process, allowing the project to birth out of a realm that cannot be defined or preconceived at the initial design stages. And while there are a lot of, you know, architects that, you know, they are birthing through this more mind intellect, you know, they may say that they are actually spending time in the realm of their intuition, et cetera. But I would challenge them to say that they're not actually deepening in this the realm of spirit, the realm of intuition, to the degree that we need to as a humanity. This is not about a competition between who, you know, which design method is better. And, you know, there's so much competition in the architecture world. Architects are extremely competitive, even if it's not outwardly apparent on a subtle level. It is there. I was even competitive in university. I remember that. So the spirit, the feminine, tapping into our intuition. This awakening is a result of this rise of the divine feminine. And, you know, ancient cultures, our indigenous brothers and sisters worked in a way with the land, communed with the land in a way that was much more balanced. The feminine and masculine aspects of forms of expression, walking this life and communing with each other, communing in society, communing, you know, relating to each other. There was more of a balance there. Now, of course, I can't give you specific examples because I am not, you know, in what I mean is each culture has had high points and low points, and there were moments in time in these cultures where the balance was present. So that's what I want to say. Because it's not like ancient cultures and indigenous communities, like it means like that they were getting it right perfectly all throughout time. That's not true. But there were certain climaxes, you could say, areas, zones, moments in time where they stroke this sweet spot. Ephesus is an example of that. The high times, especially in the Hellenistic period, before the Roman influence, the ancient city of Ephesus was an example of a high culture where they were mastering the bridge between masculine and feminine. They were bridging spirit with matter in the most impeccable, sophisticated way. So it's time to bring this back again, women. And I am calling on you, women, in particular, because with women have hold the magic and the keys to open this portal, open this pathway into a new way of practicing architecture and pioneer this new way of practicing architecture. So back to the sacred blueprint system. I was receiving inspiration prior to COVID, you know, a couple of years prior to COVID. And I was guided to create this system when I was studying alchemical energy healing. So I am a certified alchemical energy healing practitioner. And this healing modality is based in the ancient Egyptian mysteries and draws also from indigenous wisdom, and was birthed by Nikki Scully. She is in Oregon, United States, and she led tours to ancient Egypt for many, many years. And I was taught by one of her students, who is now a teacher in Canada. Her name is Nicole Balog, Balog, I believe. That's how you pronounce her last name. And I started studying this healing work when I decided to take a break from architecture. In fact, I wanted to give up. I wanted to give up because I was so depleted. I was so drained. I was so tired. And I just, my body did not feel at home in working in the offices for countless hours in front of the computer. You know, while we do have site visits, construction site visits, it's heavily, heavily computer oriented based. And more than that, women, more than that, I mean, that's just kind of like a one aspect, more of an outer aspect. But the core aspect, or the core reason why I stepped out of the conventional system, is because I needed to start helping to build the temples of the future, of the new earth, through co-creating with the spirit of the land. And it's a path that I'm still discovering as it unfolds. And I'm being guided right now to certain locations in the world to start to build these temples. And where was I? So alchemical energy healing. I was going to give up. And I decided to take a break and start studying, continue my studies in esoteric wisdom and deepen in my spiritual skills, gifts, practice. Okay. And it was an amazing experience. And I still do practice alchemical healing, and I incorporate it into my offers for my one-on-one clients. So they all get to experience the transformational power of these healing sessions, and it really helps them to process trauma, to acknowledge certain parts of themselves, shadow aspects, parts of their childhood, or, you know, their parts of their inner child that need acknowledging and honoring in order to take the next step into their leadership. And often these fears are lodged in our body will prevent us, hold us back, even sabotage our visions. And so I integrate this deep work into my mentoring services for my high level clients. It all unfolds for a reason, right? So alchemical energy healing, when I was getting to know the nature spirits, the neters, the neteru, I'll have some cards up here actually that I pulled this morning from Linda Star Wolf and Nikki Scully's Anubis Oracle deck. I'll take a few others out. Okay, let's bring in. We've got Mut, Nekhmet Mother Mut, number one. We've got Isis, Khnum, Sobek, Horus, Sekhmet. These are all aspects of God, aspects of consciousness, archetypes, Toth, illumination, architect of wisdom, enlightened communication. And there are many more in the deck. And I work with these energies in the sacred blueprint system, as well as in my alchemical energy healing work. So when I was deepening in getting to know my guides and getting to know the Netters, the Neteru, there was one day where I received a really strong message, powerful message from them telling me to not give up, and that I am here to birth and pioneer the new architecture by bridging spirit with form. And I remember, like, actually wanting to run away from the task and wanting to I laughed, and then there was this huge weight on my shoulders. I'm like, oh God, really? I gotta go back to architecture. I just had it in my head that it was too hard. And I also was freaked out because I was terrified of being ostracized by the Architecture Association. What are they gonna think of me when I start speaking about spirit, the spiritual realms, and working with energy? And, you know, that's all airy fairy stuff. That's all fluffy. Oh, you know, you can add that service on at the end. And I'm so happy that I'm so happy that I listened and pursued the path of my soul's mission, because now I am confidently, unapologetically, without people pleasing, expressing my truth and sharing how I believe it's very hot, women. It's like 40 degrees today Celsius. Okay. So it's taking me a bit of time to process my thoughts. How I believe architecture should be, what the process should be like in order to make the way for abundance, vitality, joy, magic, light, and respect this earth, this Mother Earth that has been raped and destroyed and cut up into pieces for way too long. And so I listened to the Netters, and I want to bring forward Pata because he's also helpful with the energy of architecture and the new earth, the new aeon. He's the one who speaks. So for those of you listening to the podcast, hop on over to my YouTube channel so that you can actually see the cards on the video of this episode. Otherwise, use your imagination, your intuition, to tune into these energies as I pull these cards up. So the new aeon, visionary prophet, imagination. Ptah was called upon whenever temples needed to be built in ancient Egypt, and he helped to lay the gridwork for the blueprints to be aligned with the cosmos and the earth energy lines, etc. There is also Seshat, who I want to tune into, like connect with more. I believe she was Toth's partner. And she was a geomancer. Her energy is geomancy. Okay, Ptah helps to manifest things into form. And you can see in his card that there are symbols for music, art, stars, creativity, nature. There's a bird. He speaks the world into being, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So the Netters, they supported me. Mwah! I love you all. I love you all. They are all aspects of God, the One. And they supported me in birthing the sacred blueprint. And so I would receive images. I remember this was like right before I quit my part-time job. That was like the last phase of being in conventional architecture. I was extremely sick. I had some kind of a lung issue, and I was sick for so long. I mean, my body just didn't want to be doing what I was doing anymore. But the illness provided me the time to rest and lie down. I'm a mother as well. And so my son, how old was he then? Like 3 or 4, maybe even a bit older, 4 or 5. But in any case, I was receiving downloads during this illness. And I started writing out this new system and what I saw and felt to be the main anchor points, the fundamentals of this system. And with of course, with Spirit's guidance. And I was shown the directions. I was shown the 4 directions. I was shown the 4 elements, and that this system started to be birthed out of a journey through these sacred elements, a cyclical journey that I would take my clients along to birth their dream sanctuaries, a cyclical journey that supported them to see the essence of who they are, to awaken their soul's purpose, to design a space that is really vibrating at a frequency that supports their own energetic structure, their own soul, their own desires, their life goals, what they want to manifest. So often we see architects and clients beginning the process of a design by depending too much on the external world. What do I mean by that? Depending on external images from Pinterest or Instagram. I've shared this before in previous podcast episodes, but I can't emphasize it enough, you know, to relinquish your attachments to the external world and begin by going within. Begin by going within. And that was a critical starting point. That is a critical starting point for the sacred blueprint system. I don't even take any photos of the site, the property. I have designed projects where I don't take any photos, and encourage my clients to not take any photos unless it's super critical that we have a certain photo towards the end of the process that I need to incorporate into the design images. But to start out by going within and to support my clients to do the same. Now, I have a lot of the women that I mentor are, some of them have a lot of hesitation to guide their clients through a spiritual process, one that requires them to tune in, to meditate, close their eyes, connect with their soul, their intuition. They're always scared. Is it going to be like, are they going to be like, oh, this is such a spiritual stuff? Or, you know, are they going to, they fear that they're going to be mocked and not taken seriously. And so I always encourage them to take leadership and to trust that this process will awaken something within their clients that hasn't been touched for such a long time. You know, there are so many clients that have surprised me in the past. You know, you may make an assumption that they may not be open to spiritual, to working with energy and spirit. And that, you know, that they just want you to draft up their project. You know, they show you some images and that's it. But you'd be surprised at how many people nowadays are thirsty for a deeper experience. Thirsty for connecting with their inner world in such a way, in a way that they've never been invited to before. And so the Sacred Blueprint system does this. It supports my clients to be holding the reins to their own transformation process, to transform their property into their dream sanctuary, rather than me being the architect who comes up with all these layout options right at the beginning of the design process, rather than me being the architect that merely copies and drafts up the designs that are given to me from the onset, images that are passed on to me. Do this. I want this to look like this. I want the kitchen to look like this. I want the roof to be like this. This is the style. This is the color. There's so much pressure too with that. And look, I'm not saying that every single architect on this planet needs to adopt the Sacred Blueprint system, although that would be pretty cool. Imagine what kind of architecture would birth from there. But what I'm saying is that everyone has their own path, and you know, they're meant to create architecture in the way that they're meant to. What the problem is that we've been taught and frankly programmed to design spaces, buildings, gardens, whatever the scale of project it may be, in such a way that only depends on the mind, the intellect. Yes, some creativity is involved. Absolutely. We were taught that in architecture school to how to develop a concept, right? But we were not taught about the subtle energetic dimensions of nature. And that is there's a fundamental set of laws that exist within nature that the ancient temple builders knew about. They needed to be trained in these laws. When I say laws of nature, I also mean spiritual laws, laws of spirit, laws of how things are built, manifested, and formed in this world. Laws of consciousness. And ancient cultures were rooted in this knowledge work that was done for us. You know, the groundwork was laid on behalf of the mystics, the priests, the temple builders. And as an outer expression of that, in rituals, we see a lot of foundation stone ceremonies in ancient cultures, prayer ceremonies, gratitude ceremonies, right? Before any kind of building is placed on the land, or even, before it's even placed on the land, right? The land was consulted. So the Sacred Blueprint incorporates this. And so as I was receiving these downloads, I then started to put this system into a structure that would be easy for my clients to follow, both in terms of timing, and in terms of what kind of exercises I would provide my clients to make it easeful and joyful for them to design this optimal blueprint for their property that's aligned with their soul, aligned with their unique energetics, aligned with the spirit of place. Now, this process isn't for everyone. That's why I have application forms for, you know, for property owners, land stewards, visionary leaders who want to birth a community or a, you know, a spiritual center, a sanctuary that is their home, because it requires a certain willingness and openness to take an unconventional path, to play in the unknown, and to try on something new. So the sacred blueprint is now, you know, I wanted to share, it's like this living, breathing thing, essence, energy, it's a being in itself. And the sacred blueprint is not me, it's not my personal me. And I have to remind myself that too sometimes when I get bogged down, or, you know, I run into some challenges with my business, or run into challenges even about how to express the sacred blueprint, share the sacred blueprint with the world. And I always remember, right, I am the steward for this being, this energy, this impulse, this system. And it is teaching me, it is informing me, it is growing me. So, you know, each year as I deepen in the sacred blueprint system by trying it on with my clients, I discover more and more profound aspects of it. So, women, if you are feeling the nudges to birth something yourself, and you know, you're realizing you're starting to put a bunch of pieces together, pieces of the puzzle together, and high chances you are at a stage of maturation of your womanhood where you are ready to start piecing those puzzle pieces together. And it's, you're starting to connect the dots, like, oh, you're right. Like I did, alchemical energy healing, right? That's directly connected to this new way of creating architecture. Oh my God, of course. That's why all these years I've been meditating and studying esoteric wisdom. And, you know, like, of course, that's totally connected to what I need to do. I taught as well for many years at a university in Türkiye. And I realized, okay, right, I got the teaching skills there, right? So now I'm mentoring, I'm guiding women through this process and a process of how they can birth their own modality. So if you're starting to, like, you know, feel this impulse birthing through you, I highly encourage you to keep on going. You may feel really scared to quit your job right now or transform your current architecture practice. You may be scared to start speaking about energetic wisdom in the spotlight, in meetings with, you know, developers and investors. And I'm not saying that every single conversation with every single person needs to be the same script in terms of how you're going to share that wisdom, but we've held back for too long, women. We've held back for too long, and we've been in hiding for too long. It's time to speak your truth. It's time to speak your wisdom. So the sacred blueprint now is living, breathing, flourishing, and is supporting the success of my business and supporting to build this, these sacred blueprints of our new earth. This is a vehicle, a system to build the communities, the new housing systems, the new parks, the new cities, the new eco-villages, the new art, the new land art, the new forms that we need as a collective in order to grow in a way that is nourishing for all, for our mind, body, and soul. Nourishing for the next seven generations. You may be hearing the chop saw. I love the sound of the chop. I had to leave the window open. The builders are building next door. They're working on our kitchen now. I'm so excited for our kitchen. I finally bought this stove that I love. It's by Smeg. And women before, I could never afford high level things. And, you know, I am now successfully and abundantly supporting the construction of our home and able to invest in high level, beautiful materials that are nourishing. And yeah, so I'm excited about the kitchen. That's why you're maybe hearing some construction sounds. I don't know if you can with this microphone. Yes, women, building the new earth. That is what you have come to this planet for. And we need to build the earth, the new earth, with goddess power, with feminine flow, with spiritual wisdom, with our intuition and our heart, our compassion. So we stop creating spaces, environments that kill us rather than nourish us. All right. That's the Sacred Blueprint System. And I'm excited to reveal more and more about it in the days to come. I'm also working on with my team on making some improvements to the Sacred Blueprint online course. So I'll be sending some messages out when it's ready when the doors are open for the course. So I look forward to sharing that when the time is right. All right. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers, to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling, while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting AishaRoseMelodyHassan.com. Until next time, Güle güle.